How well do you and your spouse handle your money? Are you on the same page when it comes to your budget and your spending? I'm John Fuller, and financial conflict can be a big battlefield in marriage. This came up in a recent conversation Jim Daly and I had with Ron and Deb DeArmond, and we were talking about Deb's book, I Choose You Today.
Let's give a little practical application. In the book, you have two people, I'm sure you changed the name, Allison and Phil,
yep,
who were not living in peace because of their financial issues. Mm. This would probably be the most common.
Pretty common.
Yep.
Yeah.
So give us the details of what happened, what was going on in their relationship, and how they resolved it.
Well, she was very much sort of the black and white person. We have a budget. We've agreed to do it.
And you never stick to it.
And you never stick to it. And so
it.
I'm entitled to be angry with you. And his thing was, hey, it was on sale. It would have been fiscally irresponsible not to purchase it. They had very different backgrounds, and that was part of the issue.
Yes.
And so their upbringing, one came from a family of planners and savers, and the other was the impulse buy group. They had to recognize that it wasn't an issue of lack of commitment. It was a lack of training together. Mm-hmm. And so once you've identified that, it's not a character flaw.
Well, did he stop spending as much money?
It didn't happen overnight. They had signed up twice before for a financial peace thing at their church, and he never would go. And she said, if you will go this next time with me, I think we can put it to bed. And
you know what's funny about that? The sales conversation goes something like this. It was 50% off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means we have 100% more stuff in here than we used to have.
That's the truth.
Well, right? I mean, I'm always going...
This is a friend. You had a friend who had that part of the conversation.
Yeah. 50% off, what?